Human Anatomy, Lecture 4. The Cardiovascular System.
The subject of this lecture is going to be the cardiovascular system, which forms the propulsive organ that pushes blood throughout all the blood vessels in the body. In some ways, you can regard the heart as basically just a very complicated and very muscular version of a very large blood vessel. It contracts in a number of places to push blood through the system, but during embryogenesis, it starts out life as a very much simpler structure. And this actually kind of reflects the evolutionary history of the heart. In many lower animals, like Amphioxus or animals like sharks, the heart isn't very much more than just a simple tube that is constricted in a variety of places and which rhythmically contracts to force blood through the system. But as evolution proceeded, the heart became much more complicated and acquired the anatomy that we see in human beings. Let's describe a little bit about the anatomy and embryology of the heart. Early in embryogenesis, the heart begins as basically two paired blood vessels that lie alongside of each other. The portion of the blood vessels that's closest to the head, or the cranial portion, receives blood that's coming from all the rest of the body. The blood is forced into these two paired blood vessels, which constrict, and then blood exits the blood vessels at the more caudal part of the heart, which is a part of the heart pointed toward the tail. The heart is basically forming two paired pumps that are simultaneously forcing blood through the cardiovascular system. Now, as the embryogenesis proceeds, the heart becomes more complicated in its appearance. First of all, each one of these two paired pumps is further subdivided into atria and ventricles. The atria of the two sides of the heart receive the blood and fill up with blood, and then they contract to force blood into the ventricles. And the ventricles do most of the work. They're stronger and larger cavities, and the muscles of the ventricles are the ones that force the blood from the heart into the remainder of the cardiovascular system. Now, as these two paired pumps continue to develop, each one of them develops an S-shaped curve. And as the heart becomes more and more curved, this causes the blood vessels to approach each other so that the blood vessels going to the heart gradually become closer and closer to the blood vessels that leave the heart. And as a consequence of this bending of the heart,